Well, here's the cool news. Dance has returned to Beckett. The Jacob's Pillow 2021 Festival includes in-person events with limited capacity through August 29th. Witness premier companies bringing their performances outside for special week-long engagements at the Henry Lear Outdoor Stage. Am I saying that right, Pamela?
Yes, you are.
Excellent. Well, I just wanted to check. It's L-E-I-R, and there are alternate ways, so I just want to make sure. Also, you can experience site-specific performances on the Pillow grounds. You can visit the archives and attend Pillow Talks and Sunday workshops led by fellow artists. To tell us more, we welcome Jacob's Pillow director, Pamela Tachi. Pamela, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Oh, it's great to be here today. Thank you for having me.
Always a delight. Thank you so much. So, how are things going? I know it's weird. It's better than last year, but it's still weird. So, how are things going?
It is. So, I mean, I know that your listeners know that we've had an inordinate amount of rain this summer, but, you know, when we can have our performances, people just come on this campus and they are exhilarated. They just feel so good to be together watching dance again. We have completely renovated the Henry J. Lear stage area. That's where Inside Out is held. And so we have beautiful benches with backs. It's just a whole new feel when you sit down. And the artists, many of them this summer, almost all of them, we are their first public performance. So what you feel is this pent-up emotion, dedication, and when it explodes on the stage, you just remember why you love dance and what it says about our human capacity. And I just have to say, as hard as it has been to cancel performances due to rain, the days that we can have performances, we're filled with gratitude.
So let's talk about the rain. I know, I mean, not just you, but theater companies around this region are battling the rain. It's been awful. This week has been horrendous, and it's really tough. So what are your thoughts on it as a director of looking at, you know, you have these wonderful artists there. They're raring to go. You have audiences with tickets in their hands, and you have to figure out what to do next.
Well, first of all, I think one of the best decisions we made was to get a meteorologist, so we aren't predicting the weather, and we have meteorologist Paul Cayano working with our director of technical production, Vinny Vigilante, and the two of them consult, and I have to say, Paul has you know, called it just about every single time. So what's great about Jacob's Pillow is that each company gets 8 or 9 performances each week. So if people miss their performance, they do have the opportunity to rebook if we have space. If not, you know, they'll come the next week. We have to have a certain level of grace and you know, tolerance about this time. And I think I'd be really upset if companies had only 1 or 2 performances, but the artists, by the time they leave here, have had a number of performances under their belt. Actually, this week is looking the best week we've had ever. I think we'll only lose 2 again, who knows, but there's that. And then our site-based works that happen on the weekend, because they're smaller capacity, we can move those productions under a tent, so we don't have to cancel 4 performances. And that's really helped. All of our workshops are tented, the archives, the exhibitions. There's a lot going on here, you know, even when it rains.
And let me note that not only do you have the on-site performances, but you do have an online presence, which doesn't have to worry about the weather.
Right. This is really remarkable, and I want audiences to really know about this, that because we knew we'd have limited capacity this summer, that there might be the possibility of rain, not as much as this, and that there's a lot of people who, frankly, discovered Jacob's Pillow online last summer with our virtual festival. We committed to doing a 3-camera shoot of every performance that happens on the Henry J. Lear stage. And this isn't just a documentation. It isn't just putting up a camera at the back of the theater. It's really bringing audiences into the work. So you see a dancer's gesture, a face, in a way that you can't see it when you're sitting, even in the third row. So these films premiere 2 weeks after the engagement is live at the Pillow. So last night we premiered Ballet Hispanico. And it's free. You just go to our website, RSVP. We send you a dedicated link that's only for your computer. it can't be shared. This is to protect the intellectual property of the artists. And then we ask you to make a donation that's equivalent to what you might have spent if you went to see it in person. And this has been an incredible way for the artists to stay connected to their fan base, for us to continue to connect to those people who won't be able to get to Beckett, Massachusetts this summer. And it's just a way of making dance accessible, frankly, in ways that it never has been.
And people are responding, I assume. People are still are doing that because there's so many questions out there still.
Yes, indeed.
That's wonderful.
And because they've you know, we've all now kind of gotten used to seeing performance on film and because of the pandemic. So, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that you can do. One of them that I mentioned in the introduction is visiting the archives. You have an amazing archive. It's incredible. How can people access it and your suggestion of getting the best use out of it?
So what's wonderful is at the start of the festival, we required everyone to have a ticket. But now that conditions, restrictions have been relaxed, we just ask people be masked when they go in. We've just added an expansion this summer. Amazingly, the same week that the Doris Duke Theater burned, we had planned the groundbreaking of the new addition to Blake's Barn. And we went through this moment of, like, should we go forward with it? But, of course, we needed to. This is the birth of a new space for exhibitions, for we have an active college partnership program, so students and faculty from area colleges use the archives and come. And this has been a real discovery of people coming on campus to see the they can see works of images of Ted Chaun and Ruth St. Denis, our Ted Chaun being the founder of Jacob's Pillow, and then they can see his actual costumes and his notes, and he happened to be a wood carver, so you can see some of his wood carvings. There's just so much new for people to see. Even if they think they know Jacob's Pillow's archives, there's a reason to come even just for the new edition.
Let's talk about the fire for a moment. I mean, that was so catastrophic and so sad for, obviously for you, but for the whole community. How are you all processing that and moving on?
You know, when we look back on it, it almost seems as though it was the physical manifestation of everything that people were feeling inside, loss, tragedy, and it happened so fast. And so we went through the stages of grief. We had to, and really picked ourselves up and said, okay, this is an essential part of the Jacob's Pillow dance ecology. What the Duke was for 30 years was it was that flexible space, that intimate space, a space for perhaps emerging artists to have their pillow debut. But it was a place where people could experiment. And you know, we need that space, so we are committed to rebuilding. What we've done so far is had a research study where we canvass artists, audiences, people in the field who've built venues in the past 10 years. What have you learned? What could we learn from you? Technologists looking at the intersection of dance and technology. And we have an idea of what we'd like to make now that has all of the warmth and character of the Duke, but also is a theater of the 21st century. And we have to look at this as an opportunity. So we're now in the process of selecting an architect, and our hope would be that we could have a new theater by the summer of 23. Next summer is our 90th anniversary, 2022, and we'll be opening the renovated Chaun Theater next summer. So that, I will say, this is a time of great change and evolution at Jacob's Pillow. Just, you know, when you come on campus, you can see the changes all around you.
I'm trying to, you know, make lemonade out of lemons, but I mean, it does also seem fortuitous that as you try to look at a new environment, one where we have to plan for things like pandemics, that this gives you an opportunity to kind of hit the reset button, doesn't it?
That's right. And what does this theater need to have as a space that perhaps might be used in a future pandemic, so that we can, you know, could it be an indoor-outdoor space in some way? So there's lots of ideas that we're considering. We're also thinking about, you know, how are we remaking our campus in light of the national reckoning with systemic racism, and right. how can we make it so that more people feel that they belong at Jacob's Pillow, and what do spaces and structures have to say about that?
And that's a longer road to hoe, right? That is something that right. you do over time, and yet you have to set all the put the building blocks in place to make that happen.
Exactly. You have to be really intentional about the decisions that you make, because you are laying a foundation for the future.
And what kind of dialogue, what kind of conversation do you think is necessary for the community, with the community, to go forward in that regard?
Well, I think it's everyone understanding that everyone has a role in this, right? It's not for institutions to do, it's for communities to do. It's about having regular dialogue about difference and being comfortable with difficult dialogues, with understanding your place, understanding your implicit biases. It really begins with each individual in our community. And I think what has been wonderful to see is, for me, to be working with my colleagues in Berkshire County on this together. I was a part of a stakeholders group that really was, you know, included mayors, people in the arts, people in banking, who together got together to think about what we need to do holistically as a community. So I've never been involved in those kinds of dialogues before, and I think that's a beginning. We have a lot of work to do to be a place that's hospitable to all peoples who we want to feel comfortable and want to feel that they belong here.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. I do want to tell people that they can find out more information about your incredible season over the next month. JacobsPillow.org. You run through the 29th of August. Pamela Taji, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me, Joe.
Be well.